Every ratepayer in Palmerston North could face an annual bill of at least $1,000 for the next 30 years to fund a new sewage treatment system. It's a situation that could be repeated across New Zealand as councils are warned there are no more free lunches when it comes to water. Our reporter, Jimmy Allingham, has the story.
Palmerston North Mayor Grant Smith knows city ratepayers will have to dig deep for the new system.
When I arrived in this job 9 years ago, the project was a $30 million upgrade. It's now $640 odd million.
He says that's a high-end estimate. The previous government's Three Waters and Affordable Water Infrastructure programs would have taken such costs off council's books, but that ship's sailed. And now councils, like Palmerston North, are having to find ways to pay.
We're looking at the plant build itself through what they call an IFF, which is Infrastructure Funding and Financing. It's a mechanism that the government set up to fund big projects off balance sheet. So we're looking at doing that in the same way Tauranga City Council's done roading projects and transportation projects, and Wellington City Council's looked at it. Its own wastewater and sludge plant at Mower Point.
So, a new entity will be set up with money from a government infrastructure agency. That entity will then levy ratepayers to recover the debt, on top of regular rates, as the council says it can't afford to take on the heavy debt required. Mr Smith hopes the $1,000 figure per ratepayer will come down.
My own gut feel on things is it won't be anywhere near $1,000. We hope to bring commercial or trade customers with us. It's going to be bringing business, government entities like military camps, universities, and some other trade waste customers all coming into one plant.
That will help spread the costs.
We'll be asking the government, as a lot of this extra water standards has been lumped on top of central local government, from central government, that they contribute a small amount.
That's no given, nor is it that the Crown Funding Agency would give this arrangement a tick. But Mr Smith says it would be odd if that didn't happen. It's well over a decade since the Regional Council warned the present method of wastewater discharge into the Manawatu River isn't good enough, and it won't get a consent from 2028. After public consultation, the City Council decided to go with a new system treating water to a very high standard and discharging it to land. 760 hectares is required, and the river. Some Palmerston North ratepayers RNZ spoke to didn't know about the cost heading their way.
I've got no idea. As I say, I don't even think about local stuff. If it happens, shit happens, as they say.
And it didn't go down well at a public meeting this week.
$1,000 per household per year for the next 30 years.
Other ratepayers aren't happy about the cost, but say they realise the work is needed.
I really don't know how we're going to afford it, to be honest. I just hope it doesn't come in. I mean, I pay my rates off, I pay my insurance off, because you just can't afford to pay in a lump sum.
Well, I think I can afford it, but there's a problem, isn't it, getting rid of the wastewater, and it's going to be a very expensive exercise, whatever you do.
I know money's got to come from somewhere, but maybe it's about paying for the things we need, not the things we want.
Victoria University School of Government senior lecturer Dr. Julia Talbot-Jones says New Zealand is facing infrastructure problems after years of politicians not wanting to tell people to pay now to benefit the future.
The cost of repair and replacement has been estimated at up to $185 billion over the next 30 years. The main issue is that water infrastructure investment represents the classic intergenerational problem. Many local governments have kicked the can down the road.
More kicking is no longer an option, although Dr. Talbot-Jones questioned if the Palmerston North Council plan was to hold out for the Three Waters reforms.
Those proposed reforms would relieve the councils of any water-related debt. This means that over the last 5 years, some councils, possibly Palmerston North City Council, had an incentive to accelerate water projects or gold-plate some projects.
Dr. Talbot-Jones says much is still unknown about the National-led Coalition Government's Local Water Done Well scheme, but there are no more free lunches for councils. Local Government Minister Simeon Brown says he's concerned any time he hears about ratepayers facing large-scale increases. He says the Local Water Done Well scheme allows councils to control their assets, giving them the flexibility and funding tools to decide how they're delivered.